Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And for those of you watching on Justin TV, you can see behind me is the lovely Claire, my lady love. And every once in a while, she comes in and sits down and shares her perception of the world with our audience. And we are taking calls during this hour if you have any questions for her. So, Claire, what do you want to start with first?
Well, I'd like to start, and this segment should probably be titled Underreported News, with the U.S. shadow war in Africa. Now, as many people are aware, there is a military organization called AFRICOM. And what the U.S. What the U.S. government is trying to do, rather than using huge amounts of American forces, is using special operations forces to train those military of the people in African leadership that we believe are our guys.
They're surrogate armies, is basically what it is.
That's what's happening. And this article talked about transnational terrorism. But what amused me in reading down to the end of it was they were talking, General Hamm, who is in control of AFRICOM, is saying that, wow, you know, we've had oil and gas deposits come up in Africa. And it just pointed out again that every time we see an alleged war on terror that the United States government has identified, it's generally a war on people who have the bad taste to live in proximity to or over resources and materials that the U.S. government wants to expropriate for itself.
Well, I have an issue with that phrase, transnational terrorism, because in those cases where there are real acts of terror, there's always an associated socio-political intent. For example, when Israel bombed the King David Hotel, the socio-political intent was to drive the British out of Palestine. When the, well, not to keep picking on the same people, but they do it so well. When Israel attacked the British and American targets in Egypt, the socio-political intent was to frame Egypt for the bombings in order to disrupt political relations between Egypt and the United States and Great Britain.
Absolutely.
So the idea is, I mean, up in Ireland, so we're picking on somebody besides Israel, the IRA bombings, and I mean the real ones, not the ones the British staged to demonize the IRA. But even that's legit. The British staged bombings, they blame the Irish in order to demonize them. There's always an intent. There's an ultimate purpose. So when we hear this thing about transnational terrorism, why would real terrorists go out and just commit random acts of terror all around the world? What is the socio-political intent?
And the short answer is they wouldn't.
That's right. This is another fraud to scare the American people into supporting war on everybody because they're all in cahoots against us and we've got to go and smash every one of them because the world will not be safe until everybody is wearing slave chains.
And this kind of dovetails into another thing that I would like to talk about with our listeners, and that is the fact that U.S. military suicide has doubled from June through July. And
it was 38 last month, which may not seem like a large number unless you're in those families, but it is significant.
It's significant. And the U.S. military has thrown millions and millions of dollars on suicide prevention in the military. But the question...
Anybody trying to kill themselves will be shot!
Right, right. But the question, I have to wonder if some of these people had not asked and maybe had a very clear insight on, and it's terrible and it's tragic that they chose to die that way, but...
Okay, we got to take a break for commercials here, and we're going to readjust your volume because you're way too soft here during the break. So,
sorry.
We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Okay.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I think we got Claire's microphone where it ought to be so that we can hear her properly. And we were talking about the surge in military suicides. And the question always is, there's only so much you can put these kids through.
Before they break.
But there's only so many horrible things you can force them to do. Mm-hmm. These kids are smart enough to know they are not on the moral side of this war. And they're conflicted with their upbringing as a moral, civilized human being, and they're caught in that trap, and that trap leads to depression and suicide.
And I want to add something here. I'm not necessarily completely a pacifist. My late father enlisted and served disabled in World War II because he absolutely felt he was on the right side of history and could have very easily gotten rejected by the Army. But he felt at that point that he was on the right side of history. And if this is never probably going to happen, if I were ever able to visit the bowels of power in D.C., I would propose the establishment of a Department of Peace, which would be tasked with sharing with the Pentagon, the White House, Congress, and the State Department ways of obtaining various geopolitical objectives without firing a single shot.
Now,
it can be done.
Technically, that's the job of the State Department, but Hillary's not doing a very good job of that.
No.
What was it? Von Clausewitz.
Mm-hmm.
War is a continuation of politics by non-peaceful means, or something, words to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that war is often an easier solution than actually making things work, and we know that from our own history. Every time this government has gotten into this hideous kind of financial mess, they get involved in a world war to get out of it, or at least distract from it, and
mm-hmm.
that's what's going on here right now. We know that Europe is about to collapse. When Europe collapses, those derivatives sold by Wall Street will come due. Wall Street doesn't have the money. We don't have the money to give to Wall Street any longer, and it's almost like there's a race to see if they can really crank up World War III into full rock and roll, full tilt boogie, afterburner, mm-hmm. nuke mode.
Right.
Before the American people realize just how bad the economy is. Because when the economy crashes, if they don't have a war to hide behind, the American people are going to turn their anger and rage on the government.
Mm-hmm. And it's been very interesting. The Russian papers are reporting that Putin has a plan if there is a global economic collapse. And I am willing to bet his plan does not include scores of weapons and ammunition, as we have seen DHS and other U.S. government departmental agencies buying.
Probably not. But again, I think all of this arming by the government is they're preparing for the wrong kind of a revolution, because
right.
this revolution is taking place virtually in cyberspace, and
mm-hmm.
with any luck, we're going to keep it here. And so let the government waste all that money on ammunition. Yes, it's our money. We should
yes.
be upset about that. But,
yes.
you know, after the government collapses, we'll buy all that ammunition back for, like, you know, 10 cents per box or something like that.
Something like that. But I would have to observe right now that Obama doesn't seem to want – I think he's very conflicted, because he knows the economy is probably going to collapse before November. But he doesn't necessarily want to start a war before the November elections, because to some degree he understands that's going to be an election loser.
It absolutely is.
And Ehud Barak today said something I thought was so painfully amusing. Sometimes I look at what politicians say in various countries, including my own, and there is a palm to forehead moment where you think, could he have said anything more insensitive? And what he has said today is that whatever the Israeli people think about a war doesn't matter to the decision-making process of the Israeli government.
Well, I've been hearing exactly the same kind of sentiment from Sodom on the Potomac
yeah.
and Wall Street, for
yeah.
that matter.
Yeah, it's like, sir, please, can you imagine how completely, absolutely insensitive to the needs and concerns of many Israelis who do not want a war with Iran?
Well, remember,
this sounds like.
Remember what Gehring said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course the ordinary people don't want a war. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
the government that has to manufacture that and scare them into it or cheat them into it. And Sun Tzu said much the same thing.
Yes, and I would like to offer just a little memo to Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak, because he obviously hasn't gotten the memo. And that is, the Chinese have begun direct development of Iran's oil fields to be using this oil for their own domestic needs. If Israel strikes Iran, the Chinese are going to see that as a direct offense against their national interests. And I would like to remind Defense Minister Barak that, China is nuclear armed and could very possibly, not exactly, accept this with a great deal of enthusiasm if Israel goes ahead with the bombing of Iran.
Well, as long as the United States still exists and is this big, hulking, nuclear-armed brute
mm-hmm.
protecting Israel, China and Russia will be very, very hesitant to directly attack Israel. But when Europe collapses and
mm-hmm.
the U.S. banking system and federal government collapse,
mm-hmm.
Israel's going to be out there standing all by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, in the case of a conflict with Russia and China,
mm-hmm.
Israel can nuke Iran.
Yes.
But they don't have the long-range missiles or airplanes to be able to attack Russia and China. So Russia and China will lose nothing by wiping Israel off the face of the map.
True, absolutely.
And that's why Netanyahu is trying to get this war going now, because he knows mm-hmm. the United States' days are numbered, and he knows that sooner or later, the U.S. as a protector of Israel is going to be gone. They're already up there in Canada trying to hijack that country, but Canada doesn't have the military power that the United States does.
No, and there is another factor to consider also. China, I believe, holds a lot of U.S. Treasury debt.
Yes.
A ton of it. And as an asymmetric form of warfare, they could very easily decide to say, we're probably not going to get paid back on this anyway. Dump it on the markets.
They could dump it on the market.
Yep.
They could basically start pulling their investments. Actually, they already have. Their Chinese government is mm-hmm. is financing Chinese companies to buy their own stock back from the American stock markets.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the asymmetric warfare, that probably began with China's announcement that they're going to issue a new gold-backed global currency. And all of the nations that they're already trading with are going to be trading these gold units.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, as we saw in Libya, you're going to see other countries saying, we don't want to use the Federal Reserve note as the international reserve currency any longer because they're just printing up new ones, and they'll switch over to the Chinese system. Now, mm-hmm. when Gaddafi did that, when Gaddafi came out with his gold dinar, and all the other nations in Africa said, oh, yeah, we want to trade with that. We don't want to use the American dollar. That's why Libya was invaded and Gaddafi was murdered, to destroy the gold dinar, mm-hmm. to take down their state bank and impose a private central bank on them. Well, that's not going to be something that can be done to China.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, this whole casus belli for war does not exist, not in reality.
No.
It doesn't. It would be foolish, stupid, and, you know, the other thing that I have to wonder about with the Israeli government is they seem perfectly content and understanding that if they attack Iran, they will also be attacking and killing brother and sister Jews who are one of the oldest continuing Jewish communities on the planet. I don't get it, Michael. I don't understand it.
Well, some Jews are more equal than others.
Ouch.
To paraphrase from Animal Farm,
yes.
And, of course, Israel right now is probably feeling that the Jewish population inside Iran, and by the way, they're protected by the Iranian constitution.
Yes.
And Israel's probably feeling that the Iranian Jewish population are traitors anyway, because Israel made a financial offer to all the Jews living in Iran to relocate into Israel. And the Iranian Jews said, no, we're happy here. We've got good homes, good jobs. We live in good neighborhoods. Life is very good for us here in Iran. Why would we want to go to Israel? And so the Israeli government probably perceived that as a tremendous slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're probably not kindly disposed toward the Iranian Jews to begin with and view them as just collateral damage, necessary cost of war. And you need to remember, Israel, even at its founding, you know, valued Jewish blood as necessary for their political agenda. They wanted Jewish people to be killed in order to scream about it, along the road of the creation to the creation of the State of Israel.
And there is another comment I'd like to make in terms of this push for war. Thinking Americans, particularly those who have had family members and friends maimed for life, either physically or psychologically, or killed, do not want another rush to war because they remember very clearly the degree to which Israel was cheerleading for the war against Iraq, which was their quote-unquote existential threat du jour.
And, well, you need to also remember that Israel was providing much of the forged and fabricated evidence that George Bush was waving around to say, oh, they're going to get us if we don't get them first. We have a caller on the line. Actually, no, we're coming up on a commercial break.
Okay.
So we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to be taking a phone call, okay? All right, so we got about another 15 seconds to natter and gromish about here before we actually get the magic music and so forth. I don't want to start a new idea. We're going to have to cut it off here. Here comes the music.
Understand.
So yeah, American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And speaking of the market, Facebook took another clubbing. They got to be feeling like a baby seal over there right about now. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, the plunge protection team was massaging the stock market. And they did get their happy ending, but not by very, very much here. So the writing is sort of on the wall for that. We are edging ever closer to that final gigantic implosion. We're going to take a phone call. Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
All right, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay. Hi, Claire, and hi, Mike. You just made a remark that Israel has no capability to reach Moscow. I have to rely here on Wikipedia, which is not the best source, but Wikipedia states that Israel nowadays has the Jericho 3 ICBM. And Sun Tzu says that you don't underestimate an opponent. This says 4,800 to 11,500 kilometers. Mm-hmm. That puts Moscow right in the reach.
Yeah, but Moscow is surrounded by a very heavy anti-missile system. And the reality is that Israel couldn't reach to the far parts of Russia. And so all Israel could do to Russia is give them a bloody nose in the West, but be unable to prevent the eastern part of Russia from retaliating. And certainly same is true of China. Okay, in order for a nuclear attack to work, and Bibi Netanyahu is saying this right now, we will overwhelm Iran so they can't counterattack. They can't do that to Russia and China. Israel can inflict injury, and I was unaware of the Jericho 3, but even if they could get past Russia's anti-missile system, they could deal a blow to Russia. Basically, it'd be on the same level as Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And would provoke exactly the same response.
True. Of course, there's always the point of nuclear blackmail, which is basically, okay, we cannot get you down on your knees, but we'll surely hurt you. And it seems to work. I read a piece, it's long ago, and it's gone from the net, called MAD.RIP, Matt Ripp, which basically states that since Israel didn't have any deployment capacities for their nukes, their non-existing nukes, they already put them in peacetime on places. The famous embassy with a radioactive hotspot.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot. But again, it's like Israel using their nuclear weapons or setting off one of these nuclear weapons. The political costs are so great. I mean, it would basically make Israel the instant pariah of the entire planet. It would confirm to the world that Israel has been lying about their nuclear arsenal for all these years. All of the taxpayers in all these countries who've had to fork over all this money for Israel's military buildup, because Israel is helpless and facing an existential threat, and they're so weak, and we've got to protect them. And everybody would realize that was a lie. I mean, here in the United States of America, you know, we're talking about immediate prosecutions for virtually every presidential administration still alive for violations of the Symington Amendment on the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act. And the American people who are suffering and starving right now are going to be very angry at how much of their money was stolen illegally by the U.S. government and given to Israel under these false pretenses. They're not going to be very forgiving about that. So Israel has the nuclear weapons, but Israel has painted itself into a corner where to actually use them is going to bring down a lot more damage on Israel than probably on the enemy as well.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for the call.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Anyway, back to Claire, because I know we're running out of time with you. We have basically left off where?
Well, we had left off with the fact that the American people who have lost loved ones and friends in the war in Iraq, which was definitely cheerleaded for by the Israeli leadership.
Yes.
They do not want to see any more U.S. blood or money spent on potential Israeli hegemony in the region. And that is what all these wars against all of their neighbors are all about. And I mean, I cannot think of one neighboring country of Israel that is not considered an existential threat.
They all are. You know, Cyprus is an existential threat. What it's all about, because as mm-hmm. this last caller pointed out, we know that Israel does have nuclear weapons, and I was unaware of the Jericho 3.
Mm-hmm.
Israel can fire them in all directions. What Israel wants is to retain its right to invade other countries with impunity.
Yes.
Because the whole purpose of having nuclear weapons is not to attack other countries, because that invites instant retaliation from the rest of the globe,
mm-hmm.
but it's to punish a country that's invading you. It's a deterrent. The whole justification for the nuclear arsenal in the United States is we're deterring invasion, not that one was likely to happen here in the middle of the North American continent.
Right.
What Israel does not want is for any of its Arab neighbors to have that deterrent so that Israel cannot invade them. That was why Iraq's nuclear power station was destroyed. That's why they bombed Syria, and we still don't know what that facility was all about. That's why they're screaming about Iran. It's not about a threat to Israel. It's about Israel being able to continue to threaten all the other nations. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I think probably we're going to see a huge amount of voter apathy going into November. We don't have anybody to vote for, and there was another article basically echoing the same thing. Why 90 million Americans won't vote in November. And it's basically USA Today went out and did a poll of people eligible to vote and found out that a lot of people just aren't bothering. Because they're saying, you know, basically neither candidate excites anybody. They don't feel that their vote matters, especially with all the vote fraud, and nothing changes. It doesn't matter who you vote for. You're going to get the same raw deal. The money will go to the money junkies. Your children will die on the bayonets of Israel's enemies. I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. Once this election is over, and they don't have to listen to you for another couple of years, bad things are going to happen. Now, that has not stopped, of course, the politicking from going on, and you're seeing all the commercials, and as a matter of fact, Mitt Romney's on TV flapping his lips about something. But the financial industry donors that supported Obama in 2008 are leaving, and they're heading over to Romney, led by Goldman Sachs. And I think one of the reasons they may be doing so is every president in his first term is trying to do a good job to please his supporters because he wants a second term. Once the president is in that second term, he's going to do what he wants to do. And very often that could actually be worrying about his legacy. He wants to be remembered as a good president. And it's not a coincidence that when we have presidents who do things that really do help the ordinary people of the nation, it happens in the second term. He doesn't feel he owes anybody anything more when he's not sucking up to the donors or Israel for his next term of office. And so the conventional wisdom on Wall Street might be that they don't want Obama to have a second term because Obama might all of a sudden develop a conscience. He might start saying, I want to make sure there are going to be statues of me in every city in America. I'd better do something to make the American people love me. Can't have that kind of nonsense floating around the bowels of power. And so they may be putting in Romney, and they'll give Romney one term. I don't think they can. I mean, short, you know, of outright massive vote fraud on the scale that we saw in Greece, where they're literally burning the ballot boxes in the public square. I don't think Romney can win. He's lost Ron Paul supporters, and that is a significant chunk of the Republican voters. And the more he opens his mouth, the more he's just convincing everybody that he's just says whatever he feels like saying from one minute to the next. And now we've got Paul Ryan. He's got an insider trading scandal already on his case. He's already flip-flop on applying for bailout money. And oh, gee whiz, I left some of my financial wealth off of the disclosure forms. This campaign has turned into a very, very bad joke. And if there was not so much on the line, we could all have a good laugh because these candidates are both jokes. But it is very, very serious. Now, apparently there is a Democratic state-level legislator, Joseph Brennan, apparently choked, beat up his wife, drove away drunk when they finally arrested him. He was like more than double the legal limit for alcohol. And it's just a reminder that political power, the problem with political power is it attracts the very sort of people who should never, ever be allowed to have it. Now, interesting thing over at CNN. As you know, CNN's ratings are in the Al-Qaeda. They're thinking about going into reality shows to try and build up their viewership. They're aware that the American audience has turned away from corporate news media. The majority are getting their news from right here. Republic Broadcasting, alternative media, whatreallyhappened.com. We are the high ground in the war for the minds of the world right now. And so CNN is starting to try and kind of court the alternative media, or at least try and look like they're sympathetic. And apparently they had Richard Belzer on their show talking about his book, Dead Wrong, which basically is an expose of several controversial cover-ups in American history, along the lines of what we've been doing here, whatreallyhappened.com for, well, we're almost 20 years now. One-third of my life. There's a depressing thought. Jesse Ventura did the afterword, and basically they're talking about conspiracies. And the show, CNN set up the show to try and sort of control him so they could say, well, it's just a conspiracy theory. There's nothing there. There's no reason not to trust the official story. And apparently he started getting the upper hand, and they wound up having to cut out portions of the show or censor him. Now, speaking of the truth getting into the media, apparently as part of a fundraising pledge drive, if you will, Colorado Public Television is showing one of the documentaries from Artists and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, the one about explosive evidence, the one that talks about the explosive, the remains of explosives found in the ruins of the World Trade Towers, the highly precision militarized weaponized thermite that was found there. And of course, as you know, we finally recovered one of the original raw videos of the collapse of Building 7, and you can hear the explosion going off that initiates the collapse. We have a caller on the line, Peter in Nevada. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind? Peter, are you there? I guess Peter fell asleep. All right, we'll get back to Peter here after one more story. There's something that we put up on whatreallyhappened.com, and it's almost scary. It's a video that was shot of these New York police officers who were apparently investigating a homeless person who had lost consciousness, was lying on the sidewalk. And the homeless guy's dog basically was trying to protect the homeless guy, and the cops just shoot the dog right there in the street in front of everybody, and you can hear the public reaction. Real manly men, those New York Police Department officers are. Okay. All right. So Peter in Nevada dropped a story here. We had a story here in the island of Oahu over in a town called Kaneohe, which is where Claire and I used to live before we moved here for our ringside seat of this first strike nuclear target out here in Pearl Harbor. And there was apparently a hit and run. And it was very tragic. Somebody got hit on the crosswalk and died. The only evidence they have is this blurry, streaky photo taken from one of those TV cameras on the top of the street lights and the poles. And they put it out there saying, we know it's not much to go on. Can you help us? And I'm looking at this picture and thinking, if this is the image quality that they're getting from all these surveillance cameras, then those are things are useless. You can't see anything. And that means the cameras were really more of a bluff than anything else. It's like a scarecrow. Don't do anything. We're watching you. Hasn't actually helped to get the crime down. But I was looking at that picture and I say, all the money spent on these camera systems, and a blurred streak is all they get. My goodness. Now, I do have a good piece of news. We were talking about the... Oh, we've got Peter in, is back. Peter in Nevada, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, great. That's Peter in Los Angeles. But Michael, I was just in response to what you were talking about being no choice in our political system and so on.
Yes.
And I have a theory. I wanted to run it by you. On why Ryan was chosen by Romney. And it looks to me like electoral suicide, but it moves the dialogue about three notches to the right and enables, when I say enables rather than forces, enables Obama then to move the narrative three notches to the right. All owned by the same people that own Obama own Romney,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
just like they were, you know, like... We have people like Adelson, you know, committing $50 million to Newt Gingrich, who was getting 3% and 6%. They just want to move the narrative. They still want Obama, but they want Obama because, of course, he's black and nobody will – he's Democratic and nobody will protest him. He killed the anti-war movement and everything else. He's a better front man. But it's just a throwaway. They realize that it's just a throwaway, and they're just willing to do that to move the dialogue and enable Obama to nudge right.
No, that actually makes a great deal of sense. And, of course, from Mitt Romney's point of view, he's having fun. He's out there. He's getting famous. And, of course, once the campaign is over, if he retires from public life, all of the unspent money in his campaign war chest becomes transferred to Romney. It's just more money in his pocket. Now, of course, my theory about why Mitt Romney picked Paul Ryan to be his vice presidential running mate is he figured if he had anybody with the name Paul as the vice president, that he could snooker the Ron Paul supporters to coming back in and supporting his campaign. I don't think it's going to work, but that was my theory about why he picked Paul Ryan.
What's clear to me anyways, Michael, is that this is a matrix-type paradigm, and there is no difference, and with Citizens United, it's just a question of where how far they can move the debate every single time and lurch it to the right.
Yeah, it's definitely there. And speaking of Citizens United, I mean, we're almost a week on before since the story broke that all of this Israeli money that Mitt Romney was given when he was over there in Israel is a felony. It's a violation of election law. The Supreme Court ruled that Citizens United does not allow foreign corporations to donate money to campaign. Corporate media still hasn't touched it.
And they won't either.
Absolutely will not touch. No, they probably won't. They probably won't. Now then, it really is kind of a joke. And I do think that maybe Mitt Romney was put forward as a serious candidate to simply guarantee that if people really were angry with Obama, there'd be another money junkie pro-Israel candidate ready to pick it up. But I think at this point, it's almost starting to feel like, you know, short of massive election fraud, and maybe that's what all the campaign donations are supposed to pay for, but without massive campaign fraud, Romney has basically handed Obama his second term.
I absolutely agree. And it looks to me like it's knowingly. Who could possibly pick a worse candidate to actually be elected with than Paul Ryan?
Almost as bad a choice as when McCain picked up Caribou Barbie as his running mate.
Exactly.
And then he got caught on camera staring at her gluteus maximus.
But allowing Obama then to lurch to the right then.
Could very well be. But the reality is, once the election is over in November, the government and the politicians don't care what we think. They're going to have 18 months where they can do whatever they want, and they won't have to start paying attention to the American people again until they approach the midterm elections.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, Michael, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, you're welcome. Now then, I want to go up to Canada, to Drummondville. We were talking about this before. There was this situation where there's this couple who have their own home, and they're growing food on their own property. And they have vegetable gardens in the back, which is cool, and they put vegetable gardens on their front lawn. And the city council came in and said, you can't do that. We're not zoned for that. You're not allowed to grow food on your own property. You go right on down to that supermarket, and you spend your money for your daily dose of chemical glop, like everybody else. Well, there was a huge public outcry in support of this couple in Drummondville. And earlier this week, the municipal council reversed their earlier stance and said front yard kitchen gardens are allowed. And they've gone as far as to invite gardening experts to help shape the new guidelines for where and when and how food can be grown in the urban area. And it's a tremendous victory because it's a victory for independence, because now this family is independent of the food corporations and the supermarkets. Which reminds me, I had an idea earlier in the year, and it's not original with me. Other people have come up with the same idea simultaneously. We're calling it guerrilla gardening, and that is, if you have a large home and garden store near you that sells inexpensive vegetable seeds, or you can go to some of our advertisers for the heirloom seeds, okay, just start planting them everywhere, vacant lots, highway medians, everywhere, and just let them sprout, and just say, this is your gift to the community as a whole. Nobody owns these gardens. It's community property, community gardens. We just plant the stuff there, occasionally stop by and pull a weed if you feel like getting involved. Growing food for the home. Homeless people, growing food for our school children, growing food for ourselves. Do you know a real reason why the money junkies hate global warming when it really does happen? Because during periods of extreme warmth, like the Roman warm period and the medieval warm period, food was everywhere. It was growing everywhere. Nobody could control it and monopolize it and use it as a means to control the population. The money junkies want a barren, dry earth, and only their farms to produce food so that they can dangle that food in front of you and say, you got to do what we tell you. We won't give you the food unless it's. Okay, apparently we were cutting out for a few seconds. I'm not going to reconnect. We're almost at the top of the show. But anyway, so that's the real reason they hate global warming. Because during warm periods, food is abundant. Food is plentiful. It's growing everywhere. You don't need to sell your labor to some merchant to eat. Just walk out your door and grab something right there. And the money junkies hate that. And an illustration of that is when the Christian missionaries first went down to Tahiti to Christianize the place, to civilize them. In other words, to put them to work. The first thing they did is they cut down all those breadfruit trees and they burned them. Remember the breadfruit that Captain Bligh and the Bounty went to get to take over to Jamaica for cheap fodder for the slaves? When the Christians went into Tahiti, they burned down all those trees. They said, you want to eat now? You got to come to work for us. The same mindset is at work here. They don't want you to be able to grow your own food because then you don't have to work for them. They were trying to do that up in Drummondville, and the Canadians stood up and said, no, we're not going to have that. Victory for the Canadians. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're winding down our show, heading into the weekend here. Apparently, the United States government is very concerned over how all these purchases of ammunition may have created the wrong impression in the minds of the serfs. And so they're starting to issue statements saying there's nothing to worry about all this massive purchase of ammunition. It's just the normal course of events because there are federally mandated training programs, and so this is all for target shooting. Really? What is the National Weather Service training for that they need ammunition? Because they're not really a group of people who tends to get into a situation where they need to shoot. And don't forget, a lot of this ammunition was hollow point. You don't target shoot with hollow point ammunition. So this is just more USDA choice bovine excrement being shoveled onto your head. And, of course, the government expects you'll stand there and say, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" Now, a document has surfaced from the U.S. Naval Hospital in Guantanamo Bay. And it surfaced during an emergency room training exercise and basically reveals that new drugs, experimental drugs, can be tested, probably have been tested on some of these detainees. That might be another reason they don't want to ever let those surviving detainees be seen in public. They might have an extra nose or something by now. Remember that mouse that they had where they grew a human ear on the back of it by tinkering with the DNA? Wonder if they're doing that to those poor guys down in Guantanamo. Meanwhile, you probably saw this on the corporate media. The Centers for Disease Control are out there in a new campaign that every baby boomer must be tested for hepatitis C. Okay, if you were born between 1945 and 1965, and yes, that is me, should be tested for the liver-destroying virus hepatitis C. They're saying 1 in 30 baby boomers is infected with the virus and most don't know it. Okay. And they're saying it's a leading cause of liver transplants. That's funny. I thought ibuprofen and alcohol was the leading cause of liver transplants. It's just another PR stunt to get you to run off to your doctor and buy a test you probably don't need. And these days, most doctors seem to operate like those online will complete clean your computer thing, where you download the demo version of their software and it says, "Oh my goodness, you have got so many things wrong with you. You've got to buy the new and expanded thing to take care of it." How often do you think a doctor looks at a situation that really isn't critical and says, "Oh, we got to treat that. We got to charge you for it." And they're finding out now that a lot of cancers that are being treated with highly toxic and radioactive treatments were benign tumors that, if left alone, would have never threatened the life or health of the patient. It's all about selling stuff. All righty, that's it for our show. We're going to head on out of here. My wife and I have got to get out to another little event. So until Monday, have a good weekend. We'll be back on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay safe. Drive carefully. The cops are out there writing their tickets to make their quota for the month here. Share what you know. Share this show with everybody that you do know. And the more you talk, the more you will give courage to others to talk out, speak out as well. Aloha, America.
Are you a